candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us. That's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, is offering April specials, including new 2022 Dodge Challenger SXT all-wheel drive. Save $10,120 off MSRP. Also, new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic Cab rear-wheel drive. Save $10,580 off MSRP models. Want more? Get $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book on trade-ins on new 2022 models. Additionally, buy three tires and get the fourth for $1. Want more? Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by RevRex. Before you or your small business is audited by the IRS, beat them to the punch with RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. Protect yourself from the IRS. Check out RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. I promised I'd let you hear the former President Donald J. Trump at the town hall in New Hampshire on, of all places, CNN. Don't ask me how that happened, but they did it, and it was classic Trump. This was the former president and his reaction to the $5 million judgment, the civil judgment in New York City for sexual abuse. Listen to this.
What kind of a woman meets somebody and brings them up, and within minutes you're playing hanky-panky in a dressing room, okay? I don't know if she was married then or not. John Johnson, I feel sorry for you, John Johnson.
Mr. President, can I add to this?
No, but think of it.
I know you're recounting what she said, but Mr. President.
But let me just, if I could, because you asked the question.
This was a
just
jury,
so you understand,
though.
If I was walking in at the park, because I was very famous then, and I owned the Plaza Hotel right next door, and I owned buildings around it, I'm not going into a dressing room of a crowded department store. Then I say, if she was being raped, and by the way, they said she wasn't raped. Okay, that was her charge. It wasn't.
They found
they
that
did,
you sexually
they found,
abused her.
They did. They said he didn't rape her, and I didn't do anything else either. You know what? Because I have no idea who the hell she is.
But Mr. President,
I don't know who this woman
can I
is.
Ask you, given your recounting,
I don't
your
know
version,
who, and I tell you this.
But Mr. President,
are you ready?
Can I?
And I
can
swear
I ask
on my
because...
children, which I'd never do. I have no idea who this woman. This is a fake story, made up. Story. We had a horrible Clinton-appointed judge. He was horrible. He allowed her to put everything in. He allowed us to put nothing in.
Mr. President,
this is a
you're
fake
recounting your version
story.
Of events here right now to the audience. You referenced the trial. You did not go to the trial and actually
right.
testify. Do you wish that you had testified?
No, it wouldn't have made a difference. This was a rigged deal. This was a... My lawyer said, sir, you don't have to do it. I actually said, I think I should. It would be respectful. They said, sir, don't do it. This is a fake story, and you don't want to give it credibility.
One
That's
thing
why
you,
I didn't go.
One thing you did do in this.
And I swear, and I've never done that, and I swear to I have no idea who the hell. She's a
Mr.
whack
president,
job.
Whack job. More from the former president on a variety of topics coming up. We'll have highlights for you from that New Hampshire town hall. Stick around. It was wild. It really honestly was. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:30, as I check out the freeway conditions right now with our traffic cams conveniently positioned right in front of me here in the studio. Looks pretty good out there on the freeways. You appear to be up to full speeds on the 95, the 215, and Interstate 11. Of course, there's going to be some bunching through that Dropicana construction zone on 15. Give yourself just a couple of moments to get through there because we do see some congestion northbound 15 at sunset, southbound 15 beginning around Sahara. Watch for a new accident. It's Maryland at Charleston, Charleston at 4th Street, Fremont at Eastern, and St. Rose Parkway at Spencer.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup playoffs Wednesday. The Oilers beat the Golden Knights 4-1 to tie the best of seven at two games apiece. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with a goal and an assist for Edmonton. Connor McDavid had a pair of assists. Nicholas Roy had the only goal of the night for the Golden Knights. Aiden Hill made 29 saves. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Vegas. Game 6 will be Sunday in Edmonton. If necessary, Game 7 back in Vegas next Tuesday night. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 8-1 Wednesday. Freddie Freeman homered and drove in three runs. Clayton Kershaw won his National League best sixth game of the season. The Astros come by the Angels 5-4. Christian Javier struck out 11 over 6 innings for 3-hit ball. Shohei Ohtani had a 2-run homer in the 9. In 11 innings, the Twins beat the Padres 4-3. Juan Soto homered for the Padres, who've lost 3 of 4. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are 8 hours away from the expiration of Title 42, and I don't know if you've been following the drone footage from Fox. They call it the Fox Flight Team. And it's amazing what is going on along our southern border. 30,000 apprehensions in the last 3 days, believe it or not. Ted Cruz was on with Sean Hannity last night, and this was the reaction of the Texas senator. I mean, he's directly impacted. His people are directly impacted. And he talks about his reaction to the end of Title 42.
You said every city in this country now is a border city. Joe Biden said yesterday he expects chaos because of his own policies. How is that possible?
Look, we have a president who's AWOL, who's not doing his job, and we have a national security crisis unfolding on our southern border. On Monday, the Border Patrol apprehended over 10,000 illegal immigrants. Yesterday, the Border Patrol apprehended over 10,000 illegal immigrants. Those are both records. We're seeing now Title 42 expired. There are over 170,000 illegal immigrants right on the other side of the border preparing to cross. I'm going to be down on the southern border tomorrow. And this is a full-on invasion. It is a crisis, and the Biden administration is cheering it on. They are admit they want this to happen. They want more people to come in, and they don't care about the body bags that are piling up. They don't care about the women being sexually assaulted. They don't care about the children being brutalized. They don't care about the over 100,000 drug overdoses that we had last year, two-thirds of which was from Chinese fentanyl coming across the southern border. And I got to tell you, my home state of Texas is paying the price. And in Texas, we are furious about it. We're frustrated. You know, Sean, you mentioned my reelect campaign that I'm running right now. Democrats nationally, Chuck Schumer has made me the Democrats' number one target in the country. My last reelect was the most expensive Senate race in U.S. history. They outspent us 3-1. And so I want to urge your viewers, go to tedcruz.org, 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 because my radical left-wing Democrat opponent, in the first 36 hours of his campaign, raised over $2 million. They are flooding cash into this race. And so please come to tedcruz.org, because we are going to defend Texas, and we are going to fight to stop this lawlessness at our southern border.
What was that? What was that? TedCruz.org. 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 Say it three times quickly. Anyway, Ted Cruz is in the political fight of his life down in Texas. Every election cycle, this is what's so weird about Texas. Every year about this time, you hear people saying, this is going to be the year that we turn Texas purple. Or turn it blue. Right now, it's a red state. But just remember, coming across the border, you know, 10,000 people a day. 10,000 people a day. 30,000 in the last 3 days. That's what it's looked like just over the last 3 days. And today, at least from looking at the drone footage, I'm just going to tell you. I mean, it looks really, really bad. And we haven't even gotten to the official expiration. That comes in a little more than 8 hours. 9 o'clock our time. 9 o'clock our time is when it will expire. And then look for a huge influx right on the backside of that. Coming up in the program, very excited. This is a great day. Aaron Phillips is going to join us, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. There are bills right now in the legislature that are anti-parent, anti-parental consent. It's a little scary. Aaron Phillips will join us. We'll also have Rob Law, the former chief of policy, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And we'll get his perspective on what to expect just after 9 o'clock tonight, our time, in the state of Texas, and really all along our southern border. This is not just about Texas. Texas is the most obvious because troops have been deployed there, all kinds of stuff. But that's going to be, what happens along our Texas border, our Arizona border, other borders, San Diego, they've had problems down there. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out, not just along our border, but in cities like Las Vegas and Henderson and elsewhere. Are we going to be impacted? You bet your life we are. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Reminder, this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Used to be, it was an honor to go to the White House and celebrate a victory, whether it be an NHL title or an NBA title, Major League Baseball World Series victory, and teams wanted to go be honored by the President of the United States, whoever that president was, until now. Now apparently, that's not that big a deal, and Georgia is the latest team to say, no thanks.
Yeah, when you look at the way it used to be, remember the good old days, Kevin, when somebody like a Bob Hope would introduce the college All-Americans?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? You know, this guy is, you know, he's
That's way back in the day, by the way. You want to talk about a dating reference. That is a dating reference for both of us.
Well, I think our demo is a little older, so I think they were there, too. They can relate to it. But you look at where we are. It was just a few years ago, and I think it was the Golden State Warriors that were the ones that started the tradition of not showing up and showing disrespect to the President of the United States, because it was Trump then, and they're from leftist communist California. So they started this new tradition, which now, for 2 years running, the Georgia Bulldogs, the winners of the NCAA football championship for 2 years in a row, and they've only got one loss in 30 games, by the way. That's just incredible. In any event, they turned down the invitation to go see Joe Biden this year. And, hey, they have the right to do so. And it's really disappointing. But, hey, you know, it is what it is.
Well, and this is the same state that has, correct me if I'm wrong, has lost out on all-star games and all kinds of things over voting rights bills and things like that. They've tried to punish the state. And maybe this is the state getting back at everybody else.
It could very well be. Of course, yeah, you're referencing the baseball. The All-Star game was supposed to be there, and they decided to move it to even an area where there are more white people than the blacks in Atlanta, Georgia. But, yeah, this is the traditions that we had before, especially in sports. It used to be a non-politics area, and it changed in 2016 when when Colin Kaepernick started doing the disrespect tour wherever he went. He was wearing pig socks, referencing police officers when he would show up for football practice. And, of course, we know what happened with the national anthem and all that. But, yeah, this is it's unfortunate in a sense. But, hey, if one side can do it, the other side can do it too, I guess.
I like that. I like that. More with Gentleman Jim coming up in just a bit. And we're going to break down what happened last night with the Golden Knights. That was something else. I promised I was going to let you hear a lot of Donald Trump. This New Hampshire town hall was just a hoot. I mean, I don't know if you had a chance to see any of it. It'll be interesting to see what the ratings are on last night's town hall in New Hampshire. It'll just be fascinating to see what happens. Let's go to this is where we got to go. He made a bold promise. This is cut number three. Donald J. Trump in New Hampshire making a bold promise on the war in Ukraine. He has said this in speeches before, but I've never heard him quite like this. This was Donald J. Trump. Caitlin Collins, by the way, is the reporter for CNN who moderated the so-called town hall. Here it is.
If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
Because I'll meet with Putin. I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be absolutely over.
Do you want
over.
Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people and breaking down this country. Now,
you said you don't think in terms of winning and losing. Mr. President, can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important statement that you just made there. Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying. And I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24 hours. I'll have it done. You need the power of the presidency to do it.
But you won't say that you want Ukraine to win. You
know what I'll say? I'll say this. I want Europe to put up more money because they're in for $20 billion. We're in for $170
and
they should be. And they
should
equalize. They have plenty of money.
Donald J. Trump was just classic. What is interesting has been the reaction today. Morning Joe trashed CNN. MSNBC trashed CNN, and you know, why are they giving Donald J. Trump a platform? And granted, it's a pretty, you know, it's a worldwide platform that he had last night in New Hampshire. But I thought, and I don't know how many of you caught it. Call me if you saw this. In particular, if you saw lots of it, not just a clip this morning on the morning news. Call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'd be curious what you thought of the debate. Caitlin Collins as a moderator, I thought she was horrible. She was overpowered by the power of Trump. And it was classic Donald J. Trump. His explanation of the $5 million judgment against him, I thought, was priceless. And I honestly believe that this is something that may not have moved a lot of people nationally, in particular independents, unaffiliated voters, or even folks that had said bad things about Trump before. I don't know that it's going to change anybody's mind. It's not going to change anybody's mind. But it was fascinating TV, and I can't wait to see the ratings. The ratings, I think, were going to be probably through the roof. It's going to be some of the biggest audience that CNN has seen, and it's all because of Trump. Stay where you are. More to do. You want to join us? If you were watching last night, the televised town hall from New Hampshire, call me right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for